So we're out at the Star at the Ford Center in Frisco doing our show here this morning for the Conference USA Basketball Championships, hashtag Hoops at the Star. And the action goes from today through Saturday. And over the last month, if you've been listening to the show, George has been talking about what a great free throw shooter he is and how he should be a coach for a professional college or grade school to teach them how to shoot free throws. Well, today you're going to put your money where your mouth is, George. We're going to have a free throw shooting contest.
Yes. Now, I should say, as a coach, it's like Rick Carlisle. He's not like the greatest basketball player in the Metroplex, but he's a really good coach. I think I could be a better coach of free throws than I can a shooter, but at the same time, I can apply my coaching principles and shoot free throws better than the average guy on the street, and maybe better than a former Division I college basketball player.
Okay, so we're going to, as we're walking on the court, obviously George has put a lot of thought into this free throw shooting contest. How many should I shoot? 100? Is that too many? 50? What are we going to shoot?
Yeah, he doesn't have too much of a plan here.
And well, original plan was for me to shoot 100 at ticket stock, right? That's why I said 100.
Yeah.
That's a lot, though, for an on-air bid, I think, right? Yeah. So I decided 50. Do you think 50 is a good number?
Yeah, 50 is a good number here. And I have some questions about how you've scientized this. Like, what breakthroughs have you come up with in free throw shooting that have not been considered before?
Nothing, just stuff I read in books and took from a former college basketball player. But I've perfected them, and it's just kind of amazing that a guy like me can shoot free throws so well.
Yes. So are you going to come out with, like, kind of a Harvey Penick type book?
Maybe.
Like a
my little Jubb book of free throw shooting?
Little Jubb book of free throw shooting. Yes.
All right. Now, you want to meet our opponent or my opponent here today?
Yeah. So far, he hasn't missed. So
that's fine. How many did I miss, Frankie? I didn't hardly miss any.
You missed a lot, pal.
All right. Come here, Clifton, please. All right, this is Clifton Douglas of Conference USA. What is your title with Conference USA again?
Assistant Commissioner for Sports Services.
That's so generic. What does that mean?
So I essentially work in the championships department, but we...
Okay, you even lost me there.
Well, they run championships
okay,
for
gotcha.
Conference.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
And all the basketball teams report to you, too, because you're over basketball. Is that right?
Yes, I am the liaison for men's basketball.
There you go. Conference. Okay. And you play men's basketball, Alcorn State, right?
They wouldn't let me on the women's team, so I had to play men's.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. And free throw shooting. How good a free throw shooter were you?
Above average, 70%, 70-something percent.
Okay, not bad.
George is a 60% free throw shooter.
At least. We don't know. We're about to find out. Right. I've never really measured it.
Yeah, so the sky's the limit, in other words. You could be over 100%.
I could be. Well, yeah. No, that's ridiculous, but I could be 100%, yeah. Now, you saw my form. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's like 60%. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was impressed.
Okay. Now, I don't want the guy with the ladder on my basket.
What do you mean? He's going to distract you?
Yes, he's going to mess up my shooting background.
No. That's
my insurance policy. He's here. He's here for me.
Okay.
Who's going to start here?
Well, we're going to go to...
Let's go one at a time.
Okay.
So we can carry the play-by-play of both.
You want me to go first?
Or whoever wants to go first.
Okay.
All right, George is stepping right up.
Oh, an aggressive move from the Jubinator.
All right, by the way, Blake, who's engineering, is going to keep the official count.
Okay.
Blake, so you can see this. Where are you?
No, I can't see you, but I can give you the percentage.
Okay, here he goes. He's just setting up for a shot. First one.
0 for 1.
And he bounced off the back of the rim, and it went straight back to him. So he's 0 for 1. There you go.
1 for 2. He's shooting 50%.
50% from the line. There.
2 for 3. All right, let's look at his form now here. 3 for 4. I can't keep track of this and do play-by-play. I need somebody else. Frankie, keep track of this. He's 3 for 4. You got it, Frankie?
Yep.
Okay. So he has a very good release. Now, I know this because I've been playing basketball with George for about 40 years, and he does have a very good hand-eye coordination skill set and a good, nice release on his shot.
Mm-hmm. He just missed one. But, yeah, so far, Craig, I have to say I'm impressed because his level of concentration is waning, apparently, because he just missed another one.
He does the bending of the knees very well.
Uh-huh.
He's missed three in a row, though. Frankie, what is he?
5 for 9.
5 for 9.
5 for 9.
So this would be right at 60% to start the first game.
Yes. Here's number 10. It's up. It's no good. So right now he's shooting 50%.
Now I'm warm. Oh, now he's warmed up. He said that's just what that's why he's missing here. Okay.
Nothing but the net there. You know, one very important thing, Gordo, when they're shooting free throws. Now, he messed up right there because he didn't do the same thing.
Yeah.
They say that routine is the most important thing. You're supposed to dribble the same number of times. You know, bend, do everything exactly the same. And you saw when he got out of his rhythm, he missed.
Yeah, consistency is the most important thing here. And George is looking a little winded, to be quite honest with you. He looks like he's a little bit tired.
George, are you winded?
A little bit. He's right about that.
Oh, no. Is 50 too many?
So, yeah, conditioning is getting him here early on.
Very rarely a factor in free throw shooting contests.
Conditioning?
You guys get tired at the end of games.
Yeah. This is at the beginning of the competition, though, Georgia. Oh,
another miss. Frankie, what is it?
17.
What?
10 out of 17.
10 out of 17.
Yeah, we're going to need an interpreter for Frankie. 10 out of 17.
11 out of 8.
Okay, he's improving his percentage.
Yeah, he's doing all right. Oh, missed one there.
When they're short like that, Gordon, that means the legs are going.
Yeah, the legs are going. Now, it's kind of odd that... I don't know that he's really in basketball attire. He's wearing a golf shirt.
And running shoes. Or comfort. I think those are comfort shoes.
One running shoe. He's got one running shoe and one high heel. I think that was a mistake on his part.
Frankie, what's the update?
11 out of 22.
50%.
50%. And he's guaranteed a 60%.
Oh, he just missed again. He's now below 50%, Gordon.
Below 50%.
This is not trending well.
Look at him. He's huffing and puffing, too.
He's
clutching his heart.
No, I'm taking a breath before you shoot.
He's taking a breath before you shoot, he said.
And that's good. Okay, so we're halfway. That's what is that? 13 out of 25. Hold on, George. We're halfway. How do you feel?
I feel good. If you could just tell that man right there to stop talking, I'll do it.
You're pointing at Gordon.
Gun in front of a whole arena full of screaming people.
Yeah, but you're not one of them.
Gosh!
All right.
Be able to play with distractions.
Here we go. His second 25 now. He's just over
50%. 14 out of 26.
14 out of 26 now.
Oh, I got it up here.
Oh, we've got it on the scoreboard. Well,
14 out of 26.
That's not keeping track of attempts, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep counting, Frankie. Keep counting. Uh-oh, they're short.
It was an air ball. That last one was just a total air ball. Didn't hit anything.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's a back iron miss. He's profusely sweating now.
He's getting failed smile, too. His confidence is shaken.
Oh, no, that was well short.
His confidence is shaken. And he's the basketball free throw guru, too.
This is the greatest Musers failed smile sporting event since I struck out against the high school softball pitcher.
That's right. What we're witnessing here, Craig, is a complete jub collapse.
That one rimmed out.
Oh, that's hot.
All right, Frankie, there's another miss. Frankie, what's the count?
16 out of 34.
16 out of 34. He's now under 50%.
Gosh, this is getting really sad. You know, he's got to be really disappointed in himself, Craig. I mean, you know.
He missed again.
16 out of 34.
He's making Shaquille O'Neal look like Rick Barry.
You know, a professional like Jubb, guys like him don't let this get to them. But you can clearly see this is getting to him here.
Oh, he's out of his routine now. He's every single routine is different.
About to make 10 in a row right here.
His big claim.
He's seriously.
Oh, no. He missed the first of his claim.
He's doubting himself. You can't just yell that should have gone and that make a difference. Come on.
Okay, there's a make. What is it now, Frankie?
19 out of 39.
19 out of 39.
So if I made 11 in a row, it would be okay, right?
He's going to make 11 in a row. He'll miss this one, though. Watch.
Okay, he made that. So you're perfect, perfect 50% right now. 20 out of 40.
He's screaming at me, which is not very zen-like for...
He's not in a right...
Master. He's not in the zone. He's not... Oh, he barely got the rim there. Oh, this is embarrassing. This is just so...
There's a make. Frankie, we're closing in on 50. What is he?
22 out of 43.
22 out of 43.
Okay. Here he goes.
23 out of 44. He's over 50%.
Okay. Can he finish with 50?
Oh, yeah, that's well short. All right, you got five more, George. Five more.
Oh, gosh.
switch.
There's a make.
Okay, he's smiling again.
There you go, two in a row.
All right.
Not bad.
Okay. Close strong.
That's not that big a deal, two in a row.
Three in a row.
Whoa!
For him, it is.
All right.
Short. Oh, no. Is this the last one?
Last one.
Last one.
Last one, Giorgio. And
yes, got it.
27 out of 50.
27 out of 50. Blake, can we get the official percentage?
Ends on a high.
54%.
54%, George.
Okay, just under 60%.
Yes.
But and it's harder when you shoot 50 in a row. You just kind of, I don't know. It's just not the way I'm used to shooting them.
It's not the way he's used to shooting them. Yeah. So much experience.
What's that?
No, it's definitely a lot of free throws.
That's a lot of free throws.
Not warming up.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty impressive.
Is your arm okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
He's fine.
I'm good.
All right, can you beat this, though, Clifton? That's what we got to determine here.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Now, he's a free throw guru. He's a coach.
That's what makes me nervous.
He actually coaches, I guess, only about three boys he's ever coached how to do this.
Hundreds,
yeah.
Always good free throw shooting teams.
Clifton, that had to be really intimidating for you. If the best in the business just shot 54%, then what are you going to do?
I'm a little concerned. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
All right. Let's let Clifton start his 50 free throw attempts. Oh, he's got his own personal rebound.
For the Mavericks, I didn't say, hey, I'm going to go out and beat Luka. I just said I could help Luka. That's all I said.
How much time we got here?
I don't know.
We're good. We got about 5 minutes.
Okay. He's one for one.
One for one.
How do you feel? Are you winded?
A little bit. Hey, even Clifton said 50 free throws. That's a lot. That's a lot of shooting.
So were you surprised that you only got 54%?
No, and I should have slowed down. I should have taken my time a little bit more. Junior's right. I fell out of a routine there for a while, and I hit a really tough stretch midway through, and that cost me getting to 60%. I should have got 60. I'm disappointed, yeah.
You know, the Iceman taught me that you never get out of your free throw rhythm, your routine. You do the exact same thing.
That's right. It's very important.
He was a tremendous free throw shooter.
What made you get out of your routine? Since you knew that was such an important thing to do, and for some reason you decided to get out of the routine, why?
I don't know. I was just doing it for. I was trying to. I didn't want to bog too much because I thought you guys were going to go, come on, shoot. So I was trying
No, not at all. And you bailed very early out of the routine.
Yeah, I know. I was nervous. I was nervous.
Explain to us your routine. What do you do? What does the guru recommend?
Bend knees, little knee bounce, two dribbles with the ball, and then look at the front of the rim, elbow in, nice release. Reach into the cookie jar as you release the ball. That's the big thing. Rotation of the ball has to be square, Gordo. It can't be crooked.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I have breaking news. Is Clifton struggling?
He missed three in a row.
What's his count?
10 of 13.
10 of 13. Okay, he's doing all right. Okay,
those were the three I saw. I missed.
Oh, he's gonna make it up to you now. All right.
Now get on Clifton like you were me.
Let's look at
ever make another one the rest of his life or something.
I didn't say that about you.
All right, let's analyze Clifton's form here.
Okay,
he's got good form.
He's got one foot a little forward compared to George. George had both feet pretty much on the line.
But he's not doing routine like you did, Giorgio. He's not dipping the knees and doing the two dribbles and then reaching into cookie jars and all that kind of stuff.
He's got a different routine, very solid, gets up on his toes nicely, nice release of the ball.
So basically you could offer him no advice.
No, I got nothing for Clifton.
Oh, he's in a rhythm now. He's not missing.
I think he ought to play for the Mavericks, maybe.
He's actually shortened up his routine. He's just catching and shooting now.
That's what I should have done. See, I wore myself out dribbling.
Yeah. I tried to. Well, you said that was such an important part of the routine.
Well, I thought
though.
It was, but then it wore me out at the same time.
How many in a row is this for Clifton?
10.
10 in a row. He's hot now.
20 and 23. Oh,
he missed one.
See?
They don't know. What's his count?
18 of
22.
18
of
22.
Okay.
So you can pretty much call it a day here in a few more shots, I guess.
Wait a second. And this guy, from what I understand, Clifton does not play ball professionally, right?
He just played for the Celtics for 10
years. He's just a businessman in the front office.
Nah, he was with Boston for at least a decade.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, he's going to beat your number in about half the attempts.
Yeah.
All right, where are we, Tim? What is he now?
23 of 27.
27. And let me
24 of 28.
He's the challenger in this competition, too.
Somehow. Well, yeah, he doesn't work for the ticket, so therefore he has the challenger, I guess. We're the home team, even though it's their tournament.
Oh, all right, there's another make.
26-30.
26 of 30.
Oh, no!
Man.
Maybe not.
Denied.
Maybe not.
Okay,
maybe.
So if he misses all of these all from here on out, then you
won. He can't win if he misses them all.
This is to tie George's 27.
He tied me.
But that isn't beating you.
Take a tie. Just take a tie.
Yeah, that isn't beating you.
And there's a make for the victory. That's 28. Do you want? He wants to keep going, though.
Competition.
Oh. He wants to keep going. He wants to shoot all 50. What is he at now?
29 of 34.
29 of 34. 30 of 35 with that make.
This is a rout. Oh, okay. See, it gets tougher, doesn't it, Clifton?
Well, I'll say this, Giorgio. You did better than I could do by far.
You think?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Maybe I could be your free throw coach.
I'm not a free throw shooter. Yeah.
You need a free throw coach?
Yeah, I do need a free throw. I'm basically the only guy you're really qualified to teach who's worse than you. So I'm your perfect pupil.
I can help.
This will be a very tough handshake, I think, for George to go over to Clifton and congratulate him, because George is the reigning free throw teacher.
Oh, yeah, and this is a real passing of the torch we're
really
witnessing here, Craig.
On to Clifton.
This is pretty historic. George's reign as free throw guru lasted one competition.
Okay, all right.
Clifton does not appear as winded as George was.
No, he's sweating. Clifton, are you sweating at least? You're sweating, right?
He oiled his head.
That's sweat. That is not oil.
What's the count?
37-44.
37-44. He's got six more.
All right. So, George, how you feeling right now?
Terrible. I'm a disappointment. It really was. I thought I'd do better. I thought I'd hit at least 60%.
You know, if Carlisle was thinking about having you help Luca, he turned off the radio.
Well, he's got bigger problems. I saw them play last night. He's got bigger problems than free throws.
Oh,
all right, a couple more here.
39 of 47.
Three more for Clifton. There's a make.
Oh, he's in the 40s now.
The pride of Alcorn State right here. This is awesome.
Giorgio, you're going to have to.
There's another make.
You guys going to shake hands, or are you just going to kind of elbow tap?
Yeah, we've already elbowed before the competition.
Yeah, you use the same basketballs.
And there's another make.
I think they're saying the prize.
That's it. 42 out of 50. Blake, the exact percentage?
84%.
84% for Clifton. Congratulations, Clifton. Here's the handshake.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, and they hug.
He forced the handshake on George. George shook his hand after swearing that, no, I'm elbow bump only
different
now.
Different competition.
Coronavirus in competition.
No.
Okay.
We're good. We'll go get some hand sanitizer. We'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll be good.
Yeah.
George, anything you want to say to Clifton?
No, I have no advice for you. Your free throw shooting is great. Great motion, very complex. Not complex, very simple, but very effective. Very effective. Yeah, I'm impressed.
This guru has no idea what he's talking about.
Yes, I do.
He's totally making it up as he goes along.
No, I know what I'm talking about.
He's not sure of the difference between complex and simple.
Yeah, complex yet simple. How about that?
There you go. Those are very tricky words there.
Yes, they are.
Clifton, 84%. That's damn good.
I feel good.
Come back?
It was good this morning.
Come back with the Celtics?
what do NBA dudes shoot? Like, what is their percentage usually?
Like, the league leader's usually around 90%, and a good NBA player's over 80.
So you're right in there in the NBA.
I mean, that's the thing about free throw shooting. You get better with age, so I'm definitely a much better free throw shooter.
Well, how do you explain George then? Just the guy you competed against?
Yeah, he's older than he's ever been.
Off the street, not bad.
but he's probably better now than he was before he had the tools he has now.
I think you're right.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think I am a better free throw shooter now than I was like when I was 24, I bet.
Yeah, so you were like a 40% shooter then?
But you knew you had the makings of a guru back then.
Right, I knew it.
Oh,
it was in the cards. Yeah,
I see.
It was
in the cards. What percentage could you shoot, Craig, if you were to guess?
You know, we don't have time right now, but I'd probably be around Clifton's 84, 86, 88, something like that. Anyway, we don't have time because we're up against it. Clifton, thank you.
I appreciate it.
That was awesome.
Guys.
George, congratulations on 54%.
Thank you. Just under 60%. That's the way we're going to say it. Just under.
Coming up next, loads of fun. Since we had the wireless mic out on the floor here at the Conference USA Basketball Championships at the Star in Frisco, we thought we'd do one more segment down here. And Gordo, you are going to hire the noted free throw shooting coach, George Dunham, to help you.
Yes, Craig. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big-time basketball star.
Right.
And I need some help, to be quite honest with you. I hardly ever play, and I don't think I'm that good of a free throw shooter.
Seriously. So take five shots on your own.
Okay.
And then take some of my advice and shoot five more and see if I don't improve you.
Okay.
Now, you had an interesting question for me during the break about where to stand here at the free throw line.
So I'm at the free throw line here, but I was curious, why do guys always stand in the middle? Can't you technically, I wanted to cheat all the way over to the right or left, I could do that, couldn't I?
Yeah, so this half circle, you can stand anywhere in it. In fact, former Mavericks great Nick Van Exel used to shoot his free throws from back here.
From the very back?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He was just more comfortable from that distance. I've seen guys that'll be a little off center. I've never seen anyone, as you asked, all the way in the corner.
Right.
But I have seen them off
gag. Yeah. That could be my gag. You know what? I have to consult my guru over here because I've just hired this coach.
Let me give you my thoughts on that. I think it's good to line up to where your arm, you're lefty. So I would put your left arm, your elbow, right in the middle of the hoop. The front of the rim can be your friend.
Oh, this is great advice. Yeah.
The front of the rim can be your friend.
It can be my friend.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if you're short, no. But you want to try to, you want to get that touch going of just right over the front of the rim. Okay. That needs to be, well, shoot first and then let's see what your problem is.
You just want to see. You
let's see what we're working with here. Yeah. Let's see.
All right. Size him up, coach.
Well, are you gonna put like a high speed camera on this and really slow it down and break? I need you to break down my.
We will. First, he's at least taking his flannel shirt off. That's a good start.
I got to tell you, I'm standing here and this is looking like it's way too far away and it's too much energy, but I'll do it anyway.
Use some knee band, and Gordo's a lefty.
Some knee band.
Okay.
How's that
look? Oh, that wasn't good. That missed rim.
All the glass.
You know,
missed the rim.
His feet are like Roe Blackman's, though.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. What was the goal? Was that supposed to hit all glass there?
No, we're trying to make it in the basket.
Okay. In the basket. In the basket.
A little more touch. A little more finesse.
The front of the rim.
There you go. That was more finesse.
That time. That's pretty good, coach. That's not bad.
Kind of flick that wrist.
Nah, just like that, Mother Hubbard.
All right. Pretty good knee bend.
There you go. That was better.
Back rim.
No, it was. That was hard.
No, that's pretty good. We'll just take a little bit off.
You're my guru. I haven't made one yet.
I know. I like your knee bend, though. It's not bad.
Okay.
Okay. Good concentration.
I got to stop giggling. All right. Here we go.
Okay. That would be my first advice to him. Stop laughing before free throws. Okay.
And should I block out the rest of the world or should I let the rest of the world flow through me like an energy force?
Block it out. It's just you and that basket up there. That's all it is. This is attempt number 5.
Okay, and I'm supposed to think of cookie jars or there was something about cookies
not
in
yet.
There.
Not yet.
Okay.
Nothing of cookie jars yet.
That statement is weird, but okay.
There you go.
Okay. There you go.
You didn't hit any rim, but there you go.
Okay. Tell me what I'm doing wrong other than missing.
Okay. You're not, you can't be aiming. I don't think you're aiming. So remember.
Yeah.
Front of that rim. That's what we're concentrating on.
Okay. Front of the rim.
Your knee bend's good.
Yep.
Let's get your elbow in so your arm, your forearm is in a perpendicular line here and it's right to the basket. Okay.
So I'm not supposed to have the John F. Kennedy elbow splay going.
Somehow we got back to the Kennedy assassination. Right. But get that left elbow. Don't shoot yet.
Yeah, shoot like Lee Harvey.
Nobody can have that kind of accuracy.
Scoot over just a little bit this way. A little bit to your right. A little bit to your right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now let's just line it up.
Okay. Now I'm to the right of the basket, though.
I know, but your left arm, if you put it up perpendicular, you're going to be good. Elbow in.
But my left arm is still to the right of the basket.
I'm telling you.
If he can make Gordo a free throw shooter, he is the greatest coach ever.
Okay, here we go.
You want me to shoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he almost made it. It was better aim, don't you think?
I'd like you to talk to him about follow through. I think that's important. Instead of pushing the ball towards the rim, follow through.
Guru advice? No.
Oh, I know. I shouldn't do that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guru.
You're pushing. You want the ball to go
You're
like
pushing.
That.
You're pushing.
You want it to go like that.
Childish.
Look where I finished, Gordo.
What?
Watch here. See there?
There you go. Ooh, and he made it for emphasis.
Cookie jar. See there?
Okay.
And you're reaching into
I need the limp wrist thing.
Yeah, limp wrist. You're good at that. We know that much.
Hey! Is a guru supposed to insult his people?
No.
I pay your salary.
Unless it works.
I'm accenting your positives.
Okay. Cookie jar. You're building on things.
I'm building. We're building up here. We're building
up. Okay.
Cookie jar release.
Stop saying cookie jar release.
That was a very dainty dip into the cookie jar.
Release it. Cookie jar it. Yes, that was a better release.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a terrible free throw.
Yeah, but it was a horrible free throw. And which is the goal? The good release or the terrible free throw?
Good release equals good free throw in the end.
All right,
a good release is always in the end, Gordo.
See, you know what he's done now? He's got me thinking way too much.
Hey, try granny style.
Maybe that may be next.
Oh,
that was your best one yet.
Better.
You didn't make it, but it was your best one.
It was to your release and hit the front of the rim, and that's okay.
That's it. No, it's too hard.
Did you hear that? That sounded like Sandy Lyle and Along Came Polly hit the backboard so hard.
Man.
All right, here we go. Cookie jar it.
All right, cookie jar. I don't even know what you mean by cookie jar.
Release it. Release the ball.
Okay. Release the ball. That's the same as cookie jar. That's weird.
That's
by the way,
that was better.
Release the ball is the most basic of shooting tips. At some point, you're going to have to release the ball.
I was releasing the ball.
Well, no, you were just pushing it. You got to.
Okay.
Better.
Oh, it's just too hard.
Raindrops.
Here we go.
Iceman.
Come on, we got to make one. You got to make one.
I don't want to make one.
Well, childish.
That's obvious. Okay, there's some students I just can't teach.
That was nothing but Ned. Is that good?
No, because it was below the rim.
Oh, sorry.
All right, one more. Come on, you can do this.
Okay, let me calm down. I need to find my inner peace. Okay?
Who's your favorite basketball player ever?
Name one of them.
Dr. J.
That sounds good.
Okay, pretend you're Dr. J.
I'll pretend I'm Dr. J.
Oh, that almost did it!
Front rim, almost in.
No!
Almost banked it in.
Hey, Mr. Irving, can I have your autograph?
Ooh, yeah, hold on just a second,
imagery,
man.
Total imagery there.
Stop with the imagery.
The Dr. J thing's helping. You need to remember that for your students.
I'm going
to
ignore your advice. I'm going to
do what
I feel is within me.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
What a contentious relationship this is between student and teacher.
We've already had a falling out. Yeah. It's like, this is worse than Tiger and Hank Haney now.
Here we go, the great Gordo! Oh. See, you forgot your teachings.
No.
Remember what I taught you.
I didn't ignore them enough.
Remember what I taught you, Luke. Oh. How about this? Try the force. Have you tried to channel the force?
The problem is I'm lined up too straight.
Okay. It's way off center now, way to the left.
Way to the left side of the line.
Oh, that almost worked.
Not bad. He does seem to... I think he is getting better.
Now he's Nick Van Exeling.
He can't get it there from there. There's no way.
Stop it!
One more.
Oh, that was close.
See, this is harder than you thought, isn't it, Gordo?
No, it's actually easier than I thought. I've never shot a basketball before.
You haven't had one making.
There he goes. He made it.
It goes.
I did it that way by dedicating this to all the people right now who are suffering in the world. Mm-hmm. So I thought about them.
That's very sweet.
And that really made a difference.
Look how out of breath he is. Are you going to pay him for his services?
I almost said the F word and then said no, but I'm not going to say it. No, it should be free. Matter of fact, you should pay me for all that horrible advice you gave me. You screwed up my game.
I did not. I gave you good advice.
I was like a 60% free throw shooter before today.
If you follow it, you too can be a better than average free throw shooter.
That is the worst slogan ever.